I don't know if any of you have ever thought of this before, but life is hard. It is, right? I have friends in Minnesota who've been out of electricity for 4 days because of a major snowstorm. I visited someone in the psych ward this past week who's struggling with deep wounds of the past that continue into the present. Went to the ER just Friday night to pray with a family about to lose their mother. Life is hard. In the first reading, Ahaz, the king, is trying to weigh whether to join an alliance with his neighbors against the superpower Assyria, or to join an alliance with Assyria against his neighbors. His chief advisor and prophet, Isaiah, tells him that the Lord does not want either of those alliances, and is willing to give Ahaz a sign of God's own protection to prove that God's protection is more important than either of those other powers. And Ahaz refuses to be obedient to God. And what he winds up doing is making an alliance with Assyria, and Assyria then conquers his two neighbors. Problem solved, right? But then he makes Ahaz and his people into a vassal, which leads them into foreign worship, which later leads to the conquering also of the kingdom of Judah. Life is hard, especially when we're not obedient to the Lord. In the gospel, Mary is betrothed to Joseph and suddenly pregnant, not by Joseph. You can only imagine how Joseph felt, right? Embarrassed, confused, sad, angry, ready to smash up some wood in his workshop. And then he has a dream where an angel tells him that God wants him to stay with Mary and to treat the child as his own. Now, I think it's an important part of the story to realize that Joseph is a direct descendant of Ahaz, that king in the first reading. Disobedience is in his blood. Being self-willed and eager to make his own decisions is in his blood. But Joseph is not like Ahaz. He sacrifices his own will for the Lord's, and he brings Mary into his house, and he raises Jesus as his own son. And the world has never been the same because Joseph was obedient to the Lord, even when it didn't make sense to him. St. Paul writes about this in our second reading today in his letter to the Romans. He says that because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Paul received the grace of apostleship. What an incredible grace. The grace of apostleship. But he explains what the purpose of it is: to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles. The purpose of the grace of apostleship is to bring about the obedience of faith. The obedience of faith is precisely what Ahaz struggled with. He was fine listening to Isaiah speaking God's words until Isaiah said what he didn't want to hear. Then the listening and the obedience stopped. How far are we willing to go in our obedience of faith? I love the faith when it tells me I'm forgiven. Maybe less so when it tells me to confess my sins first. I love the faith when it tells me Jesus has prepared a place for me in heaven. Maybe less so when it tells me I need to repent of some of the decisions I've made in my life. I love the faith when it opens up the door for me to the beautiful sacraments of the Lord. Maybe less so when it tells me there are responsibilities that come with receiving those sacraments and preparation for receiving them worthily. We could maybe say that the whole sacramental system, the whole teaching of the church, is about trying to help us to be formed and shaped and molded for that obedience to the faith, for obedience to God and God's word. Because life is hard. And the wisdom of the ages, as well as the truth of the scriptures, teaches us that human wisdom alone is short-sighted. With human wisdom alone, we solve one problem, beautiful, which then opens up 10 others. And life is still hard under the obedience of faith. Joseph brought Mary into his house, and then they had to walk 90 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem, give birth in a cave surrounded by animals, flee to Egypt to escape a murderous king, and eventually witness the crucifixion of the Son of God. Life is hard. But the obedience of faith that Joseph, the righteous man, chose to follow, also raised that son from death on the cross to the glory of resurrection. The obedience of faith raised his wife Mary from the sword of sorrow, piercing her heart 7 times, to being crowned the Queen Mother beside her son in glory. And it brought Joseph himself to be raised up for all the followers of Jesus as an example of righteousness and strength, love, devotion, chastity, humility, and obedience to the faith. Today, the church holds up for us the self-willed and disastrous choices of Ahaz and the humble obedience of Joseph. I did it my way. I did it the way of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The way of the church and the communion of saints, the way of the gospel and the life of virtue. Go to Joseph. Let him be an example and model of how to walk in virtue. So here's the homework for the week, in this last week leading up to Christmas next Sunday. Let's pray for the virtue of obedience this week, to really prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. Literally, the word obedience comes from the Latin ob audire, which means what I do on account of listening. Listening to the right voice or voices. The king will be born next week. He invites the submission of our will to his own.